Doherty. Introducing today's contestants, a band director from Boynton Beach, Florida, Eileen Letterman. A web developer from Denver, Colorado, Scott Firestone. And our returning champion, a political consultant from Woodbridge, Virginia, Karen Farrell, whose two-day cash winnings total $35,601. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Only two more shows to deal with in the year 2019. My, oh, my. Where has the time gone? Yeah, I know. It's been a busy year. Eileen and Scott, welcome aboard. Karen, good to see you again. Here we go into the Jeopardy round. Let's have some fun with these categories. What do you say? First off, fashion brands. That sounds good. Next, TV movies. Behind the literature. We'll deal with famous women and cement. Each correct response will begin with the letter C and end with M-E-N-T. And what comes after cement? Pond, of course. Karen, off you go.
Literature for 600.
Answer? Daily Double for 600. Or more, you can risk up to 1,000.
I'll risk 1,000.
Okay, here is the clue. Kevin Kwan said he based this 2013 bestseller on the Kwan, Oh, and Hu families.
What is Crazy Rich Asians?
That is absolutely right. Go again.
Literature for 8.
Many think Daniel Webster's summation at a murder trial inspired this man to write The Telltale Heart. Karen again.
Who is Edgar Allan Poe?
Good.
Literature for 1,000.
Mr. Ramsey, in her 1927 novel, To the Lighthouse, is a portrait of her father, Leslie Stephen. Karen again.
Who is Virginia Woolf?
Good.
Famous women for 600.
In 1946, Emily Green Balch, a colleague of Jane Addams, was a co-winner of this award, first given in 1901. And that would be the Nobel Peace Prize. Karen?
Women for 8.
In 1968, Annie Leibovitz bought her first one of these, starting her on the road to fame. Eileen?
What is a camera?
Yes.
Women for 400.
October 7th, 1950 is the official founding date of her own order, the Missionaries of Charity. Eileen?
Who is Mother Teresa?
Yes.
Women for 200.
A peak in Oregon's Walloa Mountains is named for this Shoshone interpreter. Scott?
Who is Sacagawea?
You're on the board now.
Cement, 200.
Jesus said the first one is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Karen?
Was commandment.
Good.
Famous women for 1,000.
At age 15, this 16th century girl reluctantly allowed herself to be put on the English throne. Bad move. Scott.
Who's Mary?
Nope. Karen.
Who's Lady Jane Grey?
Yes.
TV movies for 600.
Later to play U.S. President Bartlett, in 1974, he played the title deserter facing death in The Execution of Private Slovak. Scott.
Who is Sheen?
Martin Sheen, yeah.
TV movies for.
In 2006, the first high school musical gave this actor his breakout role. Eileen?
Who is Zac Efron?
Yes.
TV movies 800.
One of Roger Moore's final films was this 2017 TV remake, but Adam Rayner, not Roger, played Simon Templar. And that would be a remake of The Saint. Eileen, go again.
TV movies 200.
2018 saw the last of six of these comedy disaster TV movies on Sci-Fi that combined saltwater carnivores and storms. Karen.
Well, Sharknado.
Sharknado, you got it.
Movies for 1,000.
Based on the real life of a troubled fashion model, HBO's Gia made this actress a star. Scott.
Who's Jolie?
Angelina Jolie, good.
Pond 200.
A real pond in this urban park is where E.B. White's Stuart Little is victorious, racing his sailboat. Scott?
But it's Central Park.
Right, and that takes you to an even 1,000, takes us into our first break. We'll pause, we'll come right back, though. Eileen Lederman is a band director from Boynton Beach, Florida. What kind of band are we talking about?
I teach first through eighth graders, anything from violin all the way down to trombone and drums.
Okay, now tell me about this surprise wedding on Thanksgiving of 2010. Was it yours?
It was mine.
Hello.
My mother is a notary, and our families already did Thanksgiving together. So very jokingly, I said, why don't we get married on Thanksgiving? And my fiancé at the time said, okay, let's do it. So we did. We showed up in wedding clothes and had a wedding on my in-laws' porch.
Okay, good. Scott Firestone is a web developer from Denver, Colorado. And what's this about you challenging yourself to 30 concerts in 30 days? What kind of concerts are we talking about here?
Everything from jazz, classical, rock, electronic music.
Hopefully all in the same area.
Yeah, all in Denver, Colorado. Yeah.
Okay, how many did you do?
I got through about 25 until the toll on my ears and liver was just too much to bear.
I won't ask you about the liver problems. Karen Farrell is a political consultant from Virginia. She's our champion, and she has a charm bracelet that is kind of special. What is it?
Yes, it is. It's been in my family for a while. It was my mother's before mine, and it has charms from four generations of our family.
Got to be a big bracelet.
It's getting up there, but it has some charms for my great-grandmothers, my grandparents, my parents, and me.
Great way to remember those generations.
Absolutely.
All right, let's get back into this. And Scott has command of the board. Go.
Pond 1000.
On those warm, sunny London afternoons, take a dip in the bathing ponds of this famed heath in the north of the city. That's a tough one. What is Hampstead Heath? Scott, go again.
Pond 800.
Henry Wadsworth Longfellow rode with his kids on Fresh Pond in this Boston area university city. Karen.
Was Cambridge.
That's it.
Fashion brands for six.
Coco Crush is a jewelry collection from this brand. Karen.
Was Chanel.
Yes.
Fashion for eight.
This footwear brand turns up often in hip-hop lyrics. The Notorious B.I.G. and Smith & Wesson called them Tims. Karen.
Was Timberlands?
Yes.
Fashion for 1,000.
The leather cat saddlebag from this brand features its horse and carriage motif. Eileen.
What is Coach?
Good.
Fashion brands 400.
This company's LV monogram is also its logo. Scott.
What is Louis Vuitton?
Good.
Cement 800.
A retailer who buys goods from a wholesaler on this pays only for what he in turn can sell, returning the unsold items. Eileen?
What is consignment?
Yes.
Cement 600.
After we get our hot dogs, time to slather on the mustard at this station. Karen?
Was condiment.
Good.
Cement for 1,000.
A window that swings out on hinges. Karen?
Was a casement.
Good.
Literature for 4.
William Brody, craftsman by day and criminal by night, was the inspiration for this Robert Louis Stevenson tale. Karen.
Was a strange case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
You got it all in. Good.
Pond for 600.
The world's largest open-air shopping center, Ala Moana, in this city, has had koi ponds since it opened in 1959. Scott.
What is Honolulu?
That's the city.
Pond 400.
Families feeding birds have led to the nickname World's Biggest Bread Soup for Tjörnen Pond in this Icelandic capital. Scott?
Was Reykjavik.
Good.
Cement 400.
The Dalai Lama has tweeted, a sense of this is crucial to being happy. Scott?
What is peace? Oh.
No. Karen?
Was contentment.
That's the cement word. Yes.
Literature for 2.
Edward Lansdale, a U.S. officer in Asia, was a model for the novel The Ugly This, and possibly for The Quiet This also. Karen.
Was American.
Right. Now the last clue. The iconic pony representing this brand appeared on a Ralph Lauren shirt cuff in 1971. Karen.
Was Polo.
Yes. You're at 9,200. Scott is the one going first in Double Jeopardy right after this. Scott, you get to go first in this round. You started off in the red, but you're at 2,000 now. Let's see how quickly you can build with these categories. The quotable Ralph Waldo Emerson, followed by edible pop culture, space science, Theater terminology, 17th century history. We're going way back. And finally, word origin. Start.
17th century history for 1200.
In 1628, privateer Pete Hein captured a Spanish fleet and put 12 million of these Dutch monetary units, $165 million today, in the treasury. Karen?
What's a florin?
Florin or a guilder, yes.
History for 16.
Answer. Nearly double.
3,000.
All right. This Virginia Native American died in 1618, but wars that bore his name were fought on and off between 1622 and 1646.
Who's Poetowa?
Yes. No, sorry. You changed one letter at the end. It's Poetan, not Poetowa. All right, pick again.
History for 2000.
He got up late on New Year's Day, 1660, ate some turkey, and began writing his diary. Karen.
It was Pepys.
Samuel Pepys. You just got back 2,000 of the three you lost a moment ago.
Theater for 12.
An alternate performer who learns the role of a featured player, just in case there is an emergency need for a substitute. Karen.
What's an understudy?
Good.
Theater for 16.
A projecting portion of a stage in front of the curtain is known as this, also a term for a protective garment worn in front. Karen.
What's an apron?
That's it.
Theater for 2000.
From ancient words meaning before the stage comes this arch found in a theater. Karen.
What's a proscenium?
No. Scott.
What is proscenium?
No. You turned an N into an M. It's proscenium, not meum. Back to Karen.
Pop culture for 12.
On SNL, Dan Aykroyd once portrayed this Emmy Award-winning chef having a little difficulty preparing a chicken. Eileen.
Who is Julia Child?
Yes.
Pop culture 800.
In this 2007 animated film, a rodent named Remy dreams of becoming a French chef. Karen.
What is Ratatouille?
Yes.
Pop culture for 16.
This animated Fox series features the Belcher family, who own a restaurant. Eileen.
What is Bob's Burgers?
Yes.
Culture for 2000.
This actor's cookbook featured food fit for the king and you, and included Russian, Gypsy, and Thai recipes. Scott.
Is Yul Brynner?
Yes, he's the one.
Space Science 800.
A coma is the hazy atmosphere of gases that forms around one of these as it nears the sun. Eileen?
What is a comet?
Comet, you are right.
Pop culture 400.
In a 1982 film, a trail of Reese's Pieces draws this maroon title character out from hiding. Karen?
Who is E.T.?
E.T., lovable E.T.
Word origins for 12.
French échelle, ladder, gave us this word for a ranking. Try to be in the upper one. Karen.
Was echelon.
Good.
Word origins for 16.
This word from the German for a child prodigy was first used for musicians. Karen.
Was wunderkind.
Wunderkind, yes.
Word for 2000.
This 13-letter synonym for infantile paralysis comes from words meaning gray marrow and inflammation. And that would be poliomyelitis. Back to you, Karen.
Let's do 17th century for 800.
A 1609 law in this country banned Moriscos, Muslims baptized as Christians, and shipped 300,000 of them to North Africa. Scott?
What is Spain?
That's the country.
Emerson, 1200.
The sky is the daily bread of these body parts. Karen.
Or the eyes?
The eyes, yes.
Emerson for 16.
Hitch your wagon to one of these. Karen.
What's a star?
Yeah.
Emerson for 2000.
A foolish consistency is one of these of little minds. Correct response, what is the hobgoblin? Back to you, Karen.
Space for 2000.
A 1958 paper by Max Faget showed that a spacecraft could fire these to slow itself down and allow re-entry to the atmosphere. It would fire retro rockets. Karen.
Space for 16.
Referring to its shape, the Milky Way is described as this type of galaxy. Scott.
What is a nebula?
No. Karen.
That's a spiral?
That's it.
Space for 12.
Answer there. The other Daily Double.
1,000.
All right. Named for the man who first observed them, the Galilean satellites are the four largest moons of this planet.
What is Jupiter?
You picked the right planet. Less than a minute now.
Theater for 8.
The 1970s and 80s were the heyday of this meal and a show type of venue, hiring movie stars like Tab Hunter and Sid Charisse. Eileen.
What is dinner theater?
You got it.
Theater for 400.
A walkthrough is a very early one of these. A run-through comes later. Karen.
What's a rehearsal?
Good.
Word origins for 4.
Latin for salt gives us this word for how much you get paid each week. Karen.
What's salary?
Yep.
Word for 8.
Its name is from a word for little fly. A 2019 book says it may have killed half the humans who ever lived. Eileen.
What's a gnat?
No. Scott.
What is mosquito?
That's it.
History 400.
This 1611 book had what were known as he and she editions after variants in the last words of Ruth, chapter 3, verse 15. And the book is the King James Bible. 3 clues left and they will remain hidden. And Karen, turning this into a runaway game. But all three of you get a chance at Final Jeopardy. Let's take a look at the category. 1950s people. Back in a moment with the clue. Category for Final today, 1950s people and players. Here is your clue. In a New Yorker profile, he said, "Where I like it is out west in Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho. And I like Cuba and Paris." 30 seconds. Good luck. We come to you first. You're at 2000. Which person did you think of from the 1950s? Jack Kerouac is incorrect. And it'll cost you, sir, $500 only, dropping you to $1,500. Let's go to Eileen. She had $7,000 in second place. And she picked actor John Wayne. Nope. That'll cost you $2,999. You're going to finish in second place because Karen could not be caught. She gave it a little bit of thought before writing down who is Hemingway. You gave him an extra M, but we don't penalize you for misspelled words. You are right. You will add how much money? $1,600. That takes you up to $22,000 today and now. A 3-day total of $57,601. You've had a good day. Enjoy it until tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by OxyClean. Work your magic.